in the Ukraine loop.
President Trump knew exactly what was going on.
Post-debate fireworks.
You called me a liar on national TV?
Let's not do it right now.
Top restaurant. It's on wheels.
The business literally quadrupled overnight.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaif, and as the Senate is poised to take up the articles of impeachment, President Trump has been implicated in the effort to pressure Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. CBS's Nancy Cordes says we're hearing from an indicted operative who spent time in the country.
President Trump knew exactly what was going on. He was aware of all of my movements. I wouldn't do anything without the consent of Rudy Giuliani or the president.
Rudy Giuliani's former associate, Lev Parnas, insists he was working on President Trump's behalf when he pressured Ukrainian leaders.
It was never about corruption. It was strictly about the Burisma, which included Hunter Biden and Joe Biden.
President Trump has denied even knowing Parnas.
He lied. I mean, me and him didn't watch football games together. We didn't eat hot dogs, but he knew exactly who we were.
Parnas says that while he was pushing for an investigation into the Bidens, his connection to the president was made clear to the Ukrainians.
We put Rudy on the phone. Rudy relayed to him basically that we were there on behalf of the president of the United States.
In a statement to MSNBC, Giuliani denied doing that.
In a few hours, we'll see the first Senate action on impeachment as we hear from CBS's Bill Rakoff.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that the articles of impeachment against President Trump will be read in the Senate chamber at noon.
I'm confident this body can rise above short-termism and factional fever and serve the long-term best interest of our nation. We can do this, and we must.
House impeachment managers, led by Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, will read those charges aloud to the senators. Schiff continues to push for the introduction of witnesses and documents to the trial.
The framers had in mind a real trial with witnesses and evidence. And if McConnell makes this the first trial in history without witnesses, it will be exposed for what it is, and that is an effort to cover up for the president.
The impeachment trial begins in earnest on Tuesday.
CBS's Weijia Jiang is at the White House with the latest on Mr. Trump's strategy.
The White House will largely argue that the president did not obstruct justice because he was simply exercising his constitutionally protected rights. After first demanding an immediate trial, President Trump is now calling for the articles of impeachment to be dismissed, which is extremely unlikely. The White House has called the entire process a partisan sham and pointed to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's signing of the articles, in which she handed out souvenir pens while calling it a somber day for America.
In the Democratic presidential race, there's newly released audio from CNN right after Tuesday night's Iowa debate, just after Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders mixed it up over whether he told her privately a woman could not win the presidency.
A liar on national TV?
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion? We'll have that
anytime.
Discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
The exchange came as Warren rebuffed Sanders' attempt at a handshake. An expert panel in a just-released report recommends the FAA require aircraft makers to adopt new safety management efforts after the crashes of two Boeing 737 MAX jetliners. It's also calling for new steps to be taken in the government's airplane certification process. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve has the latest on that Delta jet that had trouble after takeoff over Los Angeles.
Air traffic controllers knew the plane bound for Shanghai had an engine problem, but didn't know the pilots planned to dump fuel, despite asking twice.
So you don't need to hold the dump fuel or anything like that?
Negative.
But they did anyway. Pilots are supposed to tell controllers if they're going to dump fuel and will then be directed where to do so, typically over water or an unpopulated stretch of land, with the plane at least 8,000 to 10,000 feet up. But Flight 89 dropped fuel as low as 2,300 feet.
And schools were in the path of that. Kids were doused with the smelly vapor. Federal authorities are now investigating. A United flight from Newark to L.A. turned around and went back after flames were seen near one of the wings after takeoff. The plane landed safely. A lawsuit in the Virgin Islands claims the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein used two private islands to traffic and abuse girls. The suit says at one point Epstein mobilized a search party to catch a 15-year-old girl who tried to swim away. A winter storm system is gaining strength in the Pacific Northwest. It's forecast to sweep across the upper half of the country over the next few days, packing snow, ice, and rain. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
We're going to see a significant amount of snow move across the Great Lakes into the northeast as we head into the weekend. So Saturday is the big day from the Great Lakes into the northeast. Areas away from the coast are likely to see about 6 to 12 inches of snow.
The U.S. has resumed military activity in Iraq, running operations against ISIS for the first time since the strike that killed Iran's top general. In Afghanistan, the Taliban say they've given the U.S. a temporary ceasefire offer. In Britain, some royal duty for the man who wants out, Prince Harry. CBS's Vicky Barker joins us live from London.
Prince Harry greeting rugby players from a local grade school in the grounds of Buckingham Palace. Look after the grass, he tells them, before their mini-match. Then it was into the palace to oversee the draws for the 2021 Rugby League World Cup.
Harry, how are the discussions going on your future?
But not before ignoring the very press attention behind much, if not all, of his and his wife's decision to step away from public life. Steve?
An unassuming food truck is driven its way to the top of an impressive list. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti took a taste.
The shawarma guys don't have an exclusive address or a single Michelin star, but they do have four tires. And according to Yelp's new top 100 list, based on customer reviews, the Middle Eastern cuisine cooked up in this food truck is so impressive, it's now the number one restaurant in the country. Iraqi-American chef and jack-of-all-trades Brian Zetto opened up in front of his friend's liquor store 11 months ago.
Some people would come twice a day.
Chicken pita beef place.
Yelp chose Zetto after he got a perfect 5 stars in nearly all 500 online reviews.
The business quadrupled overnight.
Jonathan Vigliotti, CBS News. San Diego.
Government scientists say the decade that just ended was the hottest ever measured. CBS's Roxana Saberi takes us to Antarctica, where penguins are feeling the effects.
By observing penguins, we can get an idea of the health of this whole area.
Alex Borowitz observes nesting areas where one parent babysits while another travels down a penguin highway to fish for krill.
Sea ice is really what brings all the ocean life here together.
So with less sea ice, there's less krill. So less food for the chinstrap penguins?
That's the idea.
After days of counting chinstraps,
21, 22,
the scientists invited us onto their ship,
32 across,
to watch them crunch numbers from one nesting site.
So they've lost already 50%.
A decline of around 150,000 chinstraps since the last major survey 50 years ago. Another sign, the researchers say, this penguin population is collapsing. Across the region.
That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.